This is KUT. On November 3rd, voters will decide a $287 million bond to build the new Travis County Family and Civil Courthouse downtown. As KUT's Audrey Miglicci reports, at least one group and at least one Austin City Council member oppose the bond measure.
Austin City Council member Don Zimmerman joined members of the Travis County Taxpayers Union outside City Hall Wednesday. They say there have to be more options for getting a new courthouse built.
The only thing you're allowed to vote on is this $300 million downtown boondoggle that is extremely expensive, it's overpriced, and it doesn't really serve the people it's supposed to serve.
Those gathered also said a new courthouse downtown would add more traffic to already congested streets. Zimmerman has proposed moving the courthouse to East Austin, which he says would spur the area's economy and infrastructure. But the bond is specific to a downtown courthouse. And if it were defeated, would the county get another opportunity for a new courthouse?
The facility we have now was built in the 1930s, and they've been managing to expand and remodel and move some departments out of the building. So there is no crisis with the current facility.
Janitor's closets have been converted into offices. It was built when there weren't women's restrooms. It's not handicapped accessible. It's incredibly unsafe. A pipe burst today and has flooded the fifth floor.
David Courageous is a local attorney and director of the Austin Bar Association. He says he regularly practices at the current courthouse, and in his eyes, the county needs a new one. Courageous says a courthouse should not be used to create infrastructure like in East Austin. It should go where there is already plenty of transportation in place, like downtown. Voters will have a chance to say yay or nay to this bond on November 3rd. Early voting starts Monday. Audrey Miglinchy, KUT News.